Let's talk about
fashion, styles, and looks. Melissa is packing for a business trip to Rome. Her boyfriend Dale is helping her.
I've got no idea what to take with me. And I've got to leave for the airport in an hour.
Well, you need to take something smart for your meetings. A suit, maybe?
I was thinking of something a bit more smart casual, like a nice skirt and a blouse. I don't want to overdress. What do you think of this?
The Italians are pretty chic. Have you got something a bit more stylish?
Oh, I am so stressed. I have no clothes.
Maybe you need to go for something a bit bolder. Italy is the home of fashion, after all. Why not go to your meetings wearing some of those vintage clothes you got from your mum? Vintage is very trendy.
You think so?
Or you've got those ripped jeans. Why not go punk? I'm sure the Italians would be really impressed by such a daring fashion statement.
You're right. But maybe punk is too obvious. I know. I went through this gothic phase in college. I could go to my meetings dressed as a goth with big black leather boots and my face painted all white.
Brilliant.
Now, what about the dinner on Saturday night? The invitation says black tie. I was thinking of the dress I wore to your sister's wedding.
You do look great in that dress, but...
What?
Only boring people follow dress codes. Remember, Italian fashion is all about breaking the rules.
You are so right.
There's dancing after the dinner, right? So go sporty. Wear a singlet and some tracksuit bottoms and maybe a headband. Or maybe go surfer and wear a bikini. It is summer after all.
Hey, these are all great ideas. I am so excited. This business trip is going to be such a success. Now, help me get all these clothes into my suitcase. Look, if you sit on it, I can try to zip it up. Ready? 1, 2, 3, jump!